Ladies in Waiting follows Joey Jolene Mataele, who was born into a well-connected family with close ties to Tonga's royal family. She identified since childhood as a Whakalaiti, Laiti for short, whose part in Tongan society dates back centuries. Mataele told the Sydney Morning Herald that a Laiti is born male, but acts like a lady, lives like a lady, talks like a lady, and dresses like a lady. She says they're generally accepted in jobs as caregivers, hairdressers, chefs, and decorators, but that no one talks openly about sex. And when it comes to decision-making, she said, we're nowhere to be seen. Tonga is a conservative religious community where both cross-dressing and sodomy are crimes. The film shows a meeting of the Tongan Laities Association where, for the first time, the group publicly called for decriminalization. Director Joe Wilson told ABC Australia that American televangelists have sparked a new campaign against the LGBT community in Tonga. It's creating an ugly division, he said. While in London for the premiere of the documentary, Joey Jolene Mataele received a Commonwealth Points of Light Award, an honor presented by the British government and endorsed by the Queen, but not recognized by Tonga. At the end of the day, it's just a small island, Mataele told the ABC, and if they think they can move us out to secluded little islands because of our sexual orientation or gender identity, I think they need to wake up. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.